The Corrupt Hand and the Pardoning Pen, A History of Power and Impunity. The Corrupt Hand and the Pardoning Pen, A History of Power and Impunity. History is replete with tales of those who wield power, and inevitably with tales of those who abuse it. Corruption, the insidious use of public office for private gain, has been a constant shadow throughout human civilization. But what happens when the law catches up to the corrupt? And what does it say about a system when the very same power that can punish can also absolve? This is the enduring drama of corruption trials and the controversial power of pardons, a tale as old as governance itself, where justice, politics, and public trust collide. The seeds of graft, a timeless affliction. From the grandest empires to the smallest republics, the temptation to exploit one's position has always been present. In ancient Rome, officials amassed fortunes through extortion and bribery, often escaping retribution due to their influence or the sheer vastness of the empire. The Republic's fall was in part fueled by the rampant corruption of its leaders, a lesson echoed through the ages. The medieval period was no different. Feudal lords levied exorbitant taxes, bishops engaged in simony, the selling of church offices, and royal courts were often rife with favoritins and hangers-on who profited from their proximity to power. While religious and moral codes condemned such practices, the practical application of justice was often swayed by wealth and status. The dawn of accountability, trials emerge. As legal systems evolved, so too did the mechanisms for holding the powerful accountable. The concept of impeachment, for instance, emerged as a way for legislative bodies to try officials for high crimes and misdemeanors. One of the earliest and most dramatic examples comes from England, with the impeachment of Sir Thomas More in the 16th century, accused of treasonous acts and betraying his king. Though the charges were complex, it signaled a growing assertion of parliamentary power over royal advisors. Across the Atlantic, the nascent United States, born from a rebellion against perceived tyranny, placed a strong emphasis on checks and balances. The impeachment of President Andrew Johnson in 1868, though ultimately unsuccessful in removing him from office, stands as a stark reminder of the power vested in Congress to hold the executive branch accountable. The shadow of the pardon, a presidential prerogative. Yet intertwined with the concept of justice is the power to grant clemency. The pardon, a presidential or monarchical act of forgiveness, has often been used to settle political scores, reward allies, or even, some argue, to obstruct justice. It is a power that exists on the razor's edge of legitimacy, capable of both healing and undermining. Perhaps one of the most controversial uses of the pardon power in American history came just months after the Watergate scandal. In 1974, President Gerald Ford pardoned his predecessor, Richard Nixon, for any crimes he might have committed while in office. Ford argued it was necessary to heal the nation and move past the divisive scandal. However, many viewed it as a cynical act that allowed a president accused of serious wrongdoing to escape a trial. Infamous cases and lasting scars. Throughout history, corruption trials and subsequent pardons have left indelible marks on societies. The Teapot Dome Scandal, 1920s, USA. This scandal involved bribery and corruption related to oil reserves, leading to the conviction of high-ranking officials. It revealed the depth of corruption within the Harding administration and led to a significant erosion of public trust. The Iran-Contra Affair, 1980s, USA. This complex scandal involved secret arms sales to Iran and funneling profits to Nicaraguan rebels, bypassing Congress. Several officials were indicted, but many convictions were later overturned or pardoned, leading to accusations of a cover-up and further damaging public faith in government. The Fall of the Honduran Strongman, 2020s. While recent, the continuous allegations and trials of corruption against former leaders in countries like Honduras underscore the ongoing struggle against kleptocracy. The use or abuse of pardons in such contexts can either facilitate a path towards reconciliation or perpetuate cycles of impunity. The public trust, a fragile commodity. The consequences of perceived injustice in corruption cases are profound. When the public sees individuals accused of enriching themselves at the expense of the state evade serious consequences, either through acquittals, mistrials, or executive pardons, their faith in the legal system and their government plummets. This erosion of trust can manifest in various ways: increased political apathy, a rise in populism, social unrest, and a general cynicism that makes governing more difficult. It creates a dangerous environment where corruption can fester, emboldened by the knowledge that the penalties, if they ever arrive, might be fleeting. The enduring question. The history of corruption trials and pardons is not merely a recitation of legal proceedings and executive actions. It is a story about power, human nature, and the perpetual struggle to maintain a just and equitable society. The tension between accountability and absolution remains a defining feature of governance, a constant reminder that the integrity of our institutions rests not just on laws, but on their consistent and perceived fair application. As we look back at these historical episodes, we are compelled to ask, how do we ensure that the scales of justice are balanced and that the pardoning pen serves as a tool for true rehabilitation and reconciliation, rather than a convenient shield for the powerful?